Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And Arias, can he drop it in? Yes, he can. RBI base knock gets Hanley home, and the Orioles jump on top 1-0.
There we go.
That's towards the gap in right center field. Mayo gets towards third. Robert picks it up. Here comes the send around. The relay throw is dropped. Carlson gets in an add-on run for the Orioles. It is 3-1. The 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and the Orioles collect the three-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox.
98 miles per hour. You think he wasn't feeling it?
Three tight games against Chicago, and the Orioles hang on to take all three, and it will mean a nice off day in Seattle tomorrow after the Orioles win three in a row.
Highlights courtesy of Mass and Jeff Arnold. Jim Palmer on the call. Orioles, Charlie Morton, 6 2/3. Just one unearned run, 7 strikeouts. Phillips Petis unavailable after closing out the prior 2 days. Bake Show, he goes the 9, strikes out 2. Orioles win 3-2 and sweep the White Sox.
Interesting weekend. They distanced themselves from the worst team in the American League.
Yes, so they did.
There's something to that. I think they also showed, though, how bizarrely flawed they are in the way that they sort of survived the White Sox and how they remain their own worst enemy. I mean, they still can't hit for a damn with people on base. They can't field the ball really at all. Just really sophomoric, silly base running. And
Heston Kerstad was something this weekend.
Like, I'm just saying, man.
He caused a triple.
Player development is...
His defense caused a triple. He then hit a triple and then got picked off third base. That's quite a trifecta.
That encapsulates Orioles player development. Yeah. And the shining star was the starting pitching, which we'll get to in the next segment. Because it's been good enough long enough that it's worthy of its own discussion. But this was like... I guess this is kind of like what May was supposed to be for the Orioles.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the easy schedule. They were supposed to be able to remain a flawed team yet still gain ground. In the end, they were super flawed, just not as flawed as the Rockies and the White Sox, but pretty much more flawed than anybody else. They dropped precipitously in the standings. They have one sweep all year. It just happened against the White Sox. They've won, what, 4 series all year. We're now into June. The schedule will ramp up and ratchet up exponentially. The travel will ramp up and ratchet up exponentially. And I suspect by the end of June, at least a couple of Orioles regular players are gone.
Yeah, look, this weekend, obviously it beats the alternative. You'd like to see them win and sweep a series, not get swept. Was it the prettiest? No. They ended up scoring 9 combined runs against the White Sox. And The base running errors. You have Maverick Hanley tripping over first
base.
Yeah,
that was fun. Not scoring from on a base hit early.
The fielding issues. Jackson had a ball go through his legs. Heston Kerstad, who you brought up earlier, you had a catcher's interference, but you were able to overcome it because you're playing a more flawed team in the White Sox. But you're looking at it. They have won 6 of 8. The starting rotation is starting to round into form a bit. Charlie Morton does look like maybe that could be a thing come trade deadline. So
it's Charlie Morton has the last 22 innings, the ERA under 2.
Yes.
So that like it
Jackson
is.
Holiday continues hit. To excel great in the leadoff role.
At the Kobe Mayo drove in a run.
And tried to start a fight.
Yeah, he did. He had the cool double steal.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, that was nice.
And by the way, that is a difference that we've seen since Hyder got let go. His team's running a lot more.
Yeah.
But running a lot more. Jorge Mateo, I mean, geez, when he gets on base.
Yeah, if he can
we
get on base.
We got Connor What's-His-Face now?
Connor What's-His-Face is exactly who? Hummel?
Sure.
Hummel. Can I just point out, and I tweeted this yesterday, so we are now in June, and I think going into yesterday, it might have been at the end of the day yesterday, Rafael Devers leads the American League with 52 RBIs. Gunnar and Adley have 30 combined. Like, and they're your primary second and third hitters. Like, if you want to talk about injuries and pitching, these guys, and we've documented this a lot, these are supposed to be their quote-unquote aircraft carriers. They each have 15 RBIs. It's June 2nd.
No, they as a collective outside of Cedric Mullins the first 6 weeks of the season and O'Hearn most of the season and Ramon.
And Jackson.
And Jackson the last 6 weeks, they don't hit with people on base. And even Jackson's leading off lighting, so it's not. Yeah. I mean, a lot of times he's not hitting with anybody on base.
But when they've come around, he's actually gotten a couple hits.
He's had
a
professional at-bat after professional at-bat. But the bulk of their team has been lost at sea when it comes to clutch situations and driving in runs and just moving people over and all those situational things. There's going to be more roster gymnastics this week. I'm interested to see.
Kowser's probably active tomorrow.
I would think. Yeah. And I would think Westberg's probably not that far behind. Yeah. And we'll see what that means for Heston, what that means for Mayo.
Well, one's easy. This Jordan Adams catch probably gone when the first kick. Yeah. But Laureano's on his way back.
Right. I mean, there's a bit of a cavalry coming. You know, who knows about O'Neill and Sanchez? Mm. So things could get interesting out west from a roster standpoint. I do think it's interesting, though. Outfielders keep going down, and it's not Fabian and it's not Beavers who are getting the opportunity here. Now, maybe they would say, oh, because it's just going to be a limited opportunity, this or that.
Because they got
but
you
like,
coming
I also
back.
Wonder what we're really doing with Cooper What's-His-Face.
Cooper What's-His-Face?
Hummel? Like, I
think
just,
it's Hummel.
I really kind of wonder, you know, what – what that's about.
Hey, I'm not. I am done defending them, but I think you alluded to their argument. Like these dudes are about to come back, so why bring a guy up for 2 days when we bring him up? We want him to have a decent runway to show something.
They're not going to give him that either.
You know they're not. But
if I'm
like,
them, I'd say I'll take my chances when I get them.
Yeah.
Because I still talk to Kyle Stowers and I talk to Kobe Mayo and I talk to Heston Kerstad and like I've been around here. You know these. These guys have been around here since 2021. I think they see how it goes.
Officially, it's Cooper Hummel.
Okay.
Cooper Hummel.
I'll take your word for it.
Who has yet to get an at bat, but he did. I think he was
the telescope.
Defensive.
Isn't that the Hummel?
Hummel
telescope?
Hubble. I think it's Hubble.
Difference.
Yeah. But Cooper Hummel was a defensive replacement on Friday night. So he did get some action, whereas Adams was the defensive replacement the last two games. Because you got to get Kerstad the hell out of there because. His handiwork was very evident yesterday.
Like you have to just let him DH. I mean, we've been saying it for two weeks.
Yeah.
Just let him DH.
That ball yesterday
5 days a week.
Had a 95% chance catch probability.
It's not going to fix itself at the major league level, and maybe they will send him back down, whatever. But that's quite a right side they put together defensively there over the weekend. That's something else.
And yet, because they played a horrible baseball team, they were able to get some wins, and they have won 6-8 to their credit. But we have a very busy Monday show. It got busier as the day has gone on. Guest-wise, we'll talk O's, our friend Jacob Calvin-Meyer, IA Hall of Famer from the Baltimore Sun. Get his thoughts at 3 o'clock. Brittany Giroli from The Athletic covers Major League Baseball. Her thoughts on the Brandon Hyde firing, on Mike Elias, on the Baltimore Orioles, and maybe some Major League Baseball at 3:30. Ken Rosenthal, it's an Athletic double dip, covers MLB for The Athletic. Plus, he's also on Fox doing games. He joins at 4:30. And a new friend of the show, Morgan Assett, Fox 45 Sports.
Hall of Fame track.
Yeah, she's joining us at 5:30.
Beltway Ben.
Is back. Is
back, yeah. From the high seas. No pirate exposure.
But there was
no
a bad
sunburn,
food exposure.
But the dreaded chicken nuggets.
Yeah. He warned us.
It's good to have him back, though.
Yeah, it's good to have Beltway Ben back in the building. Bone, no buffers for now, so he's here as well.
Bone watched Breakfast
Club all year long.
Yeah, but when's the next Volo thing? When's
Wednesday?
Okay, what are we on?
Beach volleyball.
Beach volleyball. Yeah,
it's gonna be a good night for that.
Yeah, it's gonna be warm all week.
GG's weather report.
Yeah,
says it's
80s all week. Coming up next, though, Jason alluded to it. The starting pitching has been good. How good? We will analyze next here on the.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fan.
333. And he gets a cut and a miss. Able to score. Charlie Morton pulling out Uncle Charlie.
See if he can get him out.
3-2. Runners go. Outside corner. Strike three called. Zach Eflin has made it through 7 innings for the first time. Ground ball kicks down on Urias, but he handles it, gets the force at second base, and you can make it 6 innings of one-run baseball for Dean Kramer on this Saturday.
Some highlights courtesy of Masson, and we documented Charlie Morton from yesterday, 6 2/3, no earned runs, 7 strikeouts. Well, Zach Eflin went 7. Dean Kramer was good. Frankly, the starting pitching has been good since Boston. Are you buying what you're seeing from the Orioles starting rotation right now?
Well, it's stabilized. It's above average. I mean, look, even if you go back 17 games, they've got a 4.18 ERA since May 15th. The league average is 4. So it's above average, but not ridiculously so. So that's a pretty good sample size, 17 games. Last 12 games, 2.47 starters ERA, 5th in Major League Baseball. This is the key metric for me. Sixth in the majors in ground ball to fly ball ratio in that span. We know they struggle with home runs. But again, that's the fifth best ERA in baseball over a 12-game span. Now they're only 7-5 in that span because, well, they don't field and they don't hit
and the bullpen is base. Been, yeah.
But even during that 12-game span, they're still only 14th in strikeouts per nine, 13th in walks per nine, 14th in whip. There's some peripherals there. They still walk a few too many guys, and they're not going to be a big punch-out team to get themselves out of jams that way. So there is that. But, like, I told you it was coming. That this was going to stabilize. This wasn't going to be the excuse anymore. And we're going to find out about their lineup and all their vaunted prospects and what they do when bleep hits the fan, because you're not going to be able to point to Kyle Gibson and Charlie Morton just eviscerating games before they get three outs. And, like, Sagano belongs.
Yeah.
Eflin had a blip where he gave up a bunch of home runs, but we know Eflin belongs. Kramer is Kramer. In May and June, Kramer is better than April Kramer. Yeah.
Charlie Morton's been
great. Now, yeah. How long that continues, I don't know. But Charlie Morton is starting to look like Charlie Morton.
Yeah.
And when that's going, you can live with the oscillation of Slim and the odd, you know, opener from Aiken or McDermott. Hey, let's mess with this kid and let him pitch once and then figure out what we do after that. Like, it's stabilized.
That's the biggest thing where I think you can look at three guys now, and Morton, you still want to see more, but I'll lump him in right now. Sagano, he gives you length every time he's out there. He's pitching into the sixth, into the seventh, and he's extremely consistent. Does he give up the long ball? Sure, but very consistent. Eflin had those two poor starts where he gave up a million home runs, but he was always good for a quality start every single time out. Morton's been giving you that. So those three vets right now, it looks like you can lean on. Then you get to Kramer. You got to take some of the good with the bad. You hope it's more good now that we're past April. And Povich, with him, it's always that one inning. He can look great for the majority, but it's avoiding that one inning. But guys, this in a smaller sample size, in the last eight starts, they have five quality starts in those eight. So they're saving the bullpen where they were absolutely killing the bullpen in terms of innings pitched for so long there.
So the Cardinals are a good team. The Red Sox, but the White Sox stink. Now they go on the road. Sacramento, the A's, they're not very good at the moment, but the Seattle Mariners are really good, and they can hit, and they can pitch, whatever. Are we buying that this starting pitching can keep them into games, and then, as you said, Jason, we see what this lineup has?
I'm buying that the excuse of blaming everything on the starting pitching is over. I'm buying that starting pitching is the biggest problem with this team. You're going to see through the month of June as they face even better pitching than they have to this point, and they go on the road in difficult situations and start logging real travel, you're going to see what the real problems are if you haven't already grasped it. And they're a tragically flawed baseball team on a lot of levels, and they're so fundamentally unsound.
Yeah.
It's tragic. And do I think that's going to be further illuminated by facing better teams on the road in many cases? Yeah, I do. I think they're going to be further exposed. Now, some of these lineups, we'll get into this rotation a little bit more. Like the ball in Sacktown flies. Like, you're going to have to be a little careful there. You give up home runs in Seattle, you're really doing something wrong. The joke's on you.
But their catcher hits home runs.
Yeah, their catcher hits home runs and delivers with people on base left and right.
Yeah, pretty damn good defensively, too.
But, like, this is no longer a total joke. So just keep that in mind. I'm not saying all these guys are going to be great from here on out. They're going to have bumps in the road. And, again, in some of these situations, they'll give up more long balls than they should, and they'll have some things that look ugly. But this part of it, 2.47 starters ERA last 12 times. That's we're coming up three spins through the rotation. So we'll see. And how much ground did they gain in that span? Really nothing. They barely played above 500. And that's with facing a lot of flawed teams and getting them at home.
You got the, you're only nine out of the wild card, Jason.
A lot of time.
Nine. Played 58 games, so you got 104 left.
These next three series, like at Seattle, the A's, of course, are in a free fall right now, but then Detroit. Like these nine games would be interesting to see how that starting pitching holds up against those teams, but also the lineup, because you are going to start to get some of these guys back. Couser being the one most immediate.
Well, and like, what are they going to do with the Adley problem that only seems to be getting worse? Are they going to bring Couser up and put him immediately in the one hole? Are they going to keep Jackson Holliday in the one hole? Are they going to bring Couser up too soon, make sure he gets five or six plate appearances a night, and then, you know, have to readjust because they've screwed up again with when a kid was actually ready to be up here and not, or a lot of times it's not even a kid, someone who's missed extended time, you know, how much they put on his plate, how soon. They still have a lot to figure out about how to maximize their returns as a lineup, as a hitting collective. They still don't walk. They still don't hit with dudes on base. Now, you might think that Couser and Westberg are going to solve all this. I would say go look at Westberg's on-base percentage and go look what Colton Couser's done his entire career with people on base.
Orioles sweep the White Sox. They win yesterday 3-2. They're off today. They're already in Seattle. They start a three-game series with the Mariners tomorrow night. Coming up next, we switch to the Ravens. They're back on the practice field tomorrow. OTA is open to the media. Tuesday, Thursday, Friday open to the media. Lamar Jackson, coming off the best year of his career, should have won his third MVP, but voters are idiots. What can he do for an encore performance? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the same for all the players, you know, and obviously Lamar is our quarterback, you know, and he's our guy, you know, and I've said it many times, I think he's the best in football. So he works hard at it. It means a lot to him. He's been studying it. He's been training. You can tell kind of shape he's in right now. You can see by the way he threw the ball. You guys all saw it today. He was on point with the offense. He's ready. You know, he's ready to get going. And had a heck of a day today. And, you know, just keep building on it for tomorrow. But I think he, you know, what you saw today with him is probably indicative of everybody, and they all get to that point in their way, but they're all there and they're all working, and that's what we like to see.
John Harbaugh last week at OTAs, Lamar Jackson showed up for the day that with media availability. We'll see if he's here tomorrow when media is able to be out there for actually Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday when they are on the field for OTAs. Lamar Jackson coming off a season, threw for 4,172 yards. He had 41 touchdowns, only four interceptions, a 119.6 passer rating, which I think was the fourth best in NFL history. Mm-hmm. He also rushed for 915 yards and four touchdowns. Should have won his third MVP, but as I alluded to, voters were morons. Alas, what does he do for an encore coming off the best season of his career?
I don't ever want to put limitations on what this young man can do. He's really, truly entering his prime now. He's evolved physically. He's evolved mentally. He's evolved as a leader. He's evolved as a postseason product, in his postseason productivity. He did things last year that I think even the most ardent, strident Lamar fans might not have thought were within reach. And if they were within reach, maybe not in that particular season. When Andrews comes into it banged up and we're not sure about the left tackle and like Bateman, I think a lot of people wanted him out of town by, but I'm talking about going into week one last year, right? And we're not sure. Derrick Henry didn't play with these guys in the preseason, and how long of an adjustment is that going to be? And he's never been in the shotgun before, and Lamar's never been under the center that much. So like, right? So for him to do what he did under that backdrop, to me, just tells me don't ever sell him short. Don't ever say what he can't do. So I'm not going to sit here and say he can't have a better season than next year. Now, I will say it's more likely than not that if he has what's deemed to be in its totality a better season, it looks different. Like the touchdown to INT ratio. Like that, I don't know that that's replicable just because football is a team game and there's 22 dudes on that field and the ball is oblong and it bounces in weird ways. It gets tipped. It gets deflected. You play in, right? He's not playing in a dome every game. Like, so you trip on a divot in the field, the ball comes loose, somebody picks it off. So I don't know that we can look and say some of these metrics are going to be as good. But like, could he throw fewer interceptable balls? Because I think his interception luck was pretty good last year. It's possible. Could his yards per carry go up even more and him run less, but run, I almost don't want to say this, but like run even more dynamically, effectively? Like, could he have more 25 yards or more carries next year? Like, could he have more completions, more explosive completions that travel 30 yards or more in the air? You know? And when you add that whole tapestry together, you're like, damn, from a war standpoint, right? Or from an EPA per dropback standpoint, he was somehow even better than he was in 2024. That whole package just looked a little different.
It's going to be so hard to do. Every time going back and looking at these numbers, I'm like, God,
it's nuts.
He had a historic season. And what was so impressive about it was the consistency. He had one game in which he had a passer rating of less than 80. He only had two games in which he had a passer rating less than 90. He had one bad game in the regular season, and that was the first game in Pittsburgh. The 41 touchdowns, the four interceptions. That's never happened before, throwing that many touchdowns and that few interceptions. One of the bugaboos early on in his career, or really even a couple years back, him against the Blitz. He was even better when defenses blitzed him as opposed to when they didn't blitz him. 124.7 passer rating, 9.9 yards per attempt, completed nearly 70% of his passes all when being blitzed. Now, things that go in his favor is they're running back with the offense. It's pretty much the same exact offense outside of McCary, and maybe the offensive line could be better. You did add DeAndre Hopkins, but can he be as great as he was last year? I think it's going to be really tough to do. That being said, I fully expect him to have a phenomenal season, but that was historic what he did in 24.
So you guys went over the numbers, so I'm not going to belabor numbers. If he's upright, he's an MVP candidate. That's where we are with Lamar Jackson. I feel like he's so comfortable, he's so confident, and he's so in his pocket right now, and he's got talent around him. So not like we've seen him win MVPs without it, but he's like, we talked, like the Ravens have better wide receivers than the Steelers do now. Like he's got these two really good tight ends. We're going to hopefully figure out how they use them together. If he's healthy, he's an MVP candidate.
And that's where, and I know, Jason, you've been hesitant to say because of the defense, which I get it with the edge rush, whatever. Maybe it's not the best team, 53-man roster under Lamar. This is the best offense. This has to be the best offense he's played.
Well, it's the first time he's going to spend a third year with a guy who we think actually is invested in evolving.
Yeah.
I mean, G-Ro believed in what G-Ro believed in, and he would throw you a bone here or there to get you off his back. But the vault and all that stuff, he's running the same offense in San Diego or whatever.
L.A.
L.A. I mean, it is what it is. And the scheme is the star, and he was not the guy to take Lamar to the next level. And the beauty of Todd Monken is I think he does have a burning desire to continually put guys in better position. And I'm not saying G-Ro didn't want to put people in positions to succeed, but I think he wanted to put them in positions to succeed within the overarching construct that he worshipped. Like, he's a zealot. He's like Elias. Like, there were certain core beliefs that were going to remain the pillars of what he did, and they were going to supersede any sort of evolving or diversification or whatever. Like, he was going to worship at a certain altar.
That's who he is, yeah.
Yes, and that's not Todd Monken. Now, do I think, all things being equal, Todd Monken likes to throw the ball more than run it? Yeah, but he also realizes what he has and that quarterback and that running back and that entire running back room. So I am buying that these two can continue to do things in a manner in which other teams' defenses and defensive coordinators are scrambling to catch up. But again, doesn't mean it's going to look exactly like last year. Doesn't mean that some of those numbers are going to be as attainable.
Yeah, will they rush for 3,000 yards again?
Is Henry going to average close to 6 yards a carry?
You certainly wouldn't think so. But if that is the case too, then do they do some things from a passing game that, again, that are more explosive? Like, could he have certainly more explosive completions? Could he have a higher passer rating on balls that travel 20 yards or more downfield? Can more players show up catching those types of balls? Like,
think of the weapons.
They can get people on their heels a lot of different ways.
For sure. Think of the weapons that they have. And Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, both ascending players. Hopkins, we're about to get into. You're running it back with the tight end room again, with Mark Andrews, Likely, and Kolar. Henry's back. Justice Hill was fantastic in his role last year. What does Keaton Mitchell look like another year removed from the knee injury? They have a lot of guys that are dangerous with the football in their hands.
Ravens back on the practice field. OTA's media availability tomorrow, so we'll get to hear from some Ravens tomorrow afternoon. Coming up next, though, and we stick with the Ravens. By the way, Jacob Calvin-Meyer is going to join us at 3. We're very busy. Britton Giroli, 3:30 from The Athletic, talking Orioles and MLB. Ken Rosenthal talking Orioles and MLB at 4:30. And our friend Morgan Adsit from Fox 45 Sports at 5:30. But DeAndre Hopkins, they have a new third wide receiver. His name is DeAndre Hopkins. What are expectations for D-Hop? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
I was in a parking lot in Tampa getting ready to go see my daughter play a lacrosse game, and we got on the phone, you know, and had a chance to talk to him about what his vision was for his future and what he wanted to accomplish. And amazingly enough, it aligned perfectly with the Ravens' vision. You know, it was right in line with what we're trying to do. And he's a guy that just I've always felt like should be a Raven. That was always something I always kind of watched him play when we were playing against him. Felt the same way about Derrick Henry, you know, and Lamar when we saw him in College State. But to see him now with us in our building, working out already with the guys, it's pretty cool.
John Harbaugh talking about his new toy, DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins turns 33 years old at the end of this week. He had a 1,000-yard receiving season in 2023 for Tennessee, but last year only 600 yards combined with Tennessee and Kansas City. What are your expectations for DeAndre Hopkins this year? And are you simply at, if he's better than Nelson Agholor, it's a win?
Well, I think, first of all, from that clip we heard with Harbs, the thing that aligned more than anything else was he's willing to pay for peanuts.
Yeah.
And he wanted to come here and play in this offense and understand the role. And this isn't like when they gave OBJ $16 million a couple years ago. This isn't even like what they gave Steve Smith, was probably making about 7.5 or 8, which, you know, back then was good pretty coin. Decent wide receiver money. But this isn't even that. It's not even Anquan Boldin at the end, right? It's
hey, with inflation, it's not even Sammy Watkins.
No, it's that's right. But yeah, that's probably closer to the type of role and productivity
Jason's
that they're
favorite, right?
Expecting here. But I think he gets where he fits in, and he's not going to be upset if he doesn't see the ball a whole lot on first and second down, and if his target share and his percentage of routes run are not anywhere close to what would be expected of a starter, because barring injury, he's not going to be needed for that. The more I've thought about him, like, could he finish in the top three on this team and like red zone receptions and touchdowns? I'm not talking about rushing. I'm talking about just receiving.
Yeah.
We're going to take the whole rushing part of it out. But like, could if you add up red zone receptions plus touchdowns, could he end up like third on the team in something like that?
I could see that.
It's possible. Obviously, the two names that jump out, Andrews and Bateman, who was fantastic in the red zone down the stretch. But after that point, yeah, I think it's definitely a possibility. Hopkins, to me, it's kind of funny, and it just tells you where this offense is and this wide receiver core. He's almost kind of been a forgotten man at this point. We really haven't talked about him a ton, but something even last year where 56 catches, 610 yards, 5 touchdowns, split time between the Chiefs and the Titans, something that was huge for him, the catch percentage, 70% catch percentage, that's really good. You're throwing him the football more often than not, he's coming down with it. And of course, you know what types of hands that DeAndre Hopkins has, a guy that rarely drops the football. I'm looking at that. If he could have that high catch percentage, if he could make an impact on third down, and if he could make an impact in the red zone, sign me up for that price point.
I also think he knows who he is.
He knows his body.
Like you mentioned Beckham, not only the money Beckham got, but Beckham was still under the impression he was a star. Like even though it was obvious he wasn't, like you go to post games and stuff like that, like he was still this thing, which was weird because he hardly played well. Whereas I think Hopkins knows he's not the guy he was 6 years ago. And he can still make an impact on the things he's real good at, which, as you pointed out, it's the catch radius, it's the third down catches, it's the red zone stuff. I think that's where he's going to excel.
Well, I think he knows his body, too. I don't see him putting his right hand up 15 yards downfield for a go ball. You know, hey, I got this guy beat. I just ran past him. I think he understands. He has, much like Odell, he has ridiculous spatial awareness. He has an understanding of where the boundary is and the distance between him and that defender in the boundary, the ability to get your toes exactly where they need to be, and the ability to be a point. Like he's a power forward. He still understands how to square his shoulders against a guy to make sure he can get there for a hand fight before that guy can. He understands how to block out. He knows when it's just an uncatchable ball and I am now a defensive back and I'm going to put my arms through this guy's chest to make sure he doesn't come down with the ball. I think it's all those little things. It's understanding the back of the end zone and when that is a fade, how to win and how to make sure you don't, more to the point, your quarterback doesn't lose.
That's another element that he brings, though, just the contested catch aspect. Even D-Hop at his best wasn't this guy that's burning by. Like, contested catches is his thing. And Lamar, you gain the trust at some point where if it is a must-have type of down, you throw it up to the guy and you think more often than not he comes down with it. There's a lot of value to that.
Well, and we alluded to this at the top. He's wanted to play with Lamar Jackson for a long time, and now it's finally he's at that financial point of his career where it works for the Ravens to bring him in. But whereas he the money he wanted before, it wasn't going to happen.
Well, we talk about their roster construction all the time and what their core tenets are and what they believe in and what they're willing to pay for and what they're not and where they seem to think veterans matter and where they don't. They want a dude who's done some stuff in this room at all times. Now, they want him at the right price, especially post-OBJ. I think they'll be even more aware of that. But, like, they want a guy with some presence and with some jam who can tell some stories and regale these guys and maybe keep them in line a little bit if need be. And so with Lamar being as accomplished as he is and still so young, there's going to be a procession of these dudes every year.
Yeah.
Like, I think I got 1 or 2 years left. I know I'm just a glorified four for you. But let me play with this guy, get in where I fit in and try to get my ring, try to help you guys get rings. Like, that's something that they believe in, and that's something that they now have established the kind of offense that's going to lure those guys in without having to sell them anymore. This is the antithesis of and you look at the guys they brought into that role in their G row, they were usually people who already kind of got it. Like, they had already kind of done it.
So if I put the over under on
with G row.
Yeah, if I put the over under on touchdowns catches at 4.5, you going over?
I wouldn't fade it. I mean,
he had 5 last year.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to need a lot of volume to do that. And yeah. I think there could be a game where he catches one early and they're just running roughshod on somebody. And Lamar is just kind of like, hey, D-Hop, you want 3 today? You know what I mean? Like, you want a hat trick?
Yeah. If I set it at 5.5, you're still going over. Beltway Belly Best.
I like it better at 4.5.
Yes.
I mean, if you're offering me 4.5 or 5.5.
Well, I'm seeing where we are. I'm going from the bone book. The bone
sports book.
Yeah,
you probably should have taken it the other
direction.
The odds
are getting better, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
What's that?
What, +360, Ken? What are we looking at?
Yeah,
sure, whatever.
Getting bang for your buck here.
Yeah.
But that's the bone book.
I don't think you get +360. They usually don't offer.
Ask the book of bone.
They don't want to offer things like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even in alt markets. I don't know. We'll have to do some research.
Hey, when we get closer to the week 1, want to bet, you guys will be all over the future.
Let's get it started. Well, Bounce again.
We cover everything.
No, but I'm saying when you get closer to week 1, you'll be all over the futures.
We're on some NFL futures already,
right.
Bone.
Hey, all right.
You should be tuning in, Bone. Not to tell you.
Yeah. But enough of this Volo crap.
You're going to talk about want to bet. It could be like, segment that you guys did with Casilius on how to play the NBA Finals today. And even though I don't think the Pacers are going to win, he made a pretty interesting point why putting $20 on the Pacers might not be a bad idea. And maybe if you put 50 on... Like,
tease.
You put 50 on the Thunder to win in 5, and you put, like, 20 on the Pacers, you're probably going to do okay.
Well, if I was interested in finding it, where do I find it?
Right on my Twitter feed, at Jason Lyons.
Also, there are a few NFC North quarterbacks that could win MVP award. They could be. There's a few of them.
Let's get it started.
It's right there, at Jason Lockenfora.
Hey, coming up next, we get back to the Orioles. They're off today, enjoying the Pacific Northwest. Jacob Calvin-Meyer covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. Is he buying what the Orioles have been selling the last, I don't know, eight games? Winners of 6 of 8? We'll ask him next here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.